Do I really care? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do I really care? This is a question we can ask ourselves many times, and we'll come up with a different answer each time. I've been reading many wonderful things lately, listening to many wonderful lectures of great philosophers and great teachers, of great thinkers, and they talk about why and how we think what we do. And I've been reading in Discovery Magazine and Scientific American and all of the other great magazines, National Geographic and so forth, and as I read these publications, I find people are investigating and discussing many of the intensive things that are going on in the world today. And they're saying why we act as we do. Why we act as we do, what sort of a history do we have behind us? What sort of an experience do we have behind us that gives us this person that we are today? Now, what is it? We can blame all sorts of things. We can blame our DNA, our heritage. We can blame all of the things that have come before us for who we are today. But really, who we are today is who we are today. Today, I look at myself. And I look at myself and I say, okay, I will say I have no past. I have no DNA structures that have come along to cause me to be what I am today. I have nothing that has come along to do anything to me. And yet, everything has come along to do things to me today. Now, how do I look at myself relative to that? How do I look at myself relative to the things that are happening and to what sort of environment I've been born into and what sort of experiences my parents have had and my parents' parents have had and on through and ad infinitum. And what sort of things are going on? Well, it really doesn't make a lot of difference. I am who I am today. And if I can look at myself today and be my role model for today, have my role model for today be I am divine, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. If I can have my role model be the pure and simple me, then the person that I am is going to be a pure and simple me. I don't have to look at how well I've done or how poorly I've done in the past, the mistakes that I've made in the past, or the mistakes that I could have made and didn't make. It doesn't really matter what the world is about me. It only matters what I am right now. What am I in my thinking right now? Do I like myself? If I like myself, that overrides a lot of DNA, a lot of all sorts of things that could limit me. Do I think I'm a nice person? Do I just think that about myself, that I'm a nice person? Well, now, if I think I'm a nice person, I'm going to act like a nice person. I'm going to be a considerate person. I'm going to be a loving person. Unconditionally loving person. That's a great mouthful, isn't it? Unconditionally loving person. And if I'm going to be that, then it doesn't really matter what sort of problems I have had in the past, or what sort of hang-ups I've had, or what sort of mental aberrations have gone through my experience and made me the person I am today. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is, what am I taking as my criteria today for that which I believe about myself today? Who am I? What are my values? What are the things that I hold dear? Do I love everyone with an unconditional love, no judgment whatsoever of what they have done or what they haven't done, or what they should have done, or what they are going to do, or anything like that. What an interesting experience that would be for me, wouldn't it? No judgment? My goodness. If I don't judge my family, my brothers and sisters, my mother, my father, my sister, my children, my wife, my husband, whoever it may be, if I don't judge, and I just unconditionally love them, hey, that's not easy to do. Okay, let's back up a bit here. Go back just a couple of steps. If I unconditionally love myself, I will unconditionally love everybody else. If I unconditionally love myself, I will look at every other being on the face of the earth with the eyes of unconditional love, and I will see nothing to judge. I will only see things to love, things to delight in, things to appreciate. That's kind of a tough thing to do. Well, then, all of my upbringing, all of my genes and DNA and all of my structures and all of my nature of me as a being and me as a person, me as a human, me as a divine being, I can't overlook these things. I cannot overlook the ugliness of the world. I cannot overlook the thoughtlessness of the world. And me, I cannot overlook these things. Well, you know, people say to us, we only live once, and whether that's true or not is not really important. But it is important that we live in the now, and we live this once now. And if we live in now, then we do not think of the past or the future or anything else other than the now. Can I love a puppy dog right now? Just snuggle in with that puppy dog, think he's so wonderful, or just cuddle that kitty cat, that little baby kitten. Oh, yes. Babies of every ilk. They're a delight to love, aren't they? They just are so innocent and so beautiful and so sensitive and so caring and no judgment at all. They don't know about things to judge because they've never experienced that yet. They're new to this game of life that we're all living. And perhaps that's what I should learn to do. Be new to this game of life and living. I should be new to this experience that I'm having right now. Just brand new. Not thinking anything else. And then I'll find out, what do I really care about? What really matters to me? What really makes a difference to me? If you will smile at me, I'll feel good. Yes, I will. Maybe you're a naughty person. Maybe you're a terrible person. And you smile at me, and it makes me feel good. If you're a nice person, and you're a wonderful person, a highly thought of person, and you smile at me, and I think, my, isn't that nice? And if I don't even know who you are, or what you are, or where you are, or why you are, and you smile at me, I feel good. The feeling good from a smile has nothing whatsoever to do with a past, has nothing to do with a future, nothing to do with anything at all. It only has to do with the now. My, my, my. Only has to do with the now. Can I live that way? Can I appreciate myself only from the now? It's my opportunity. It's my choice. Living only in the now. I look at another person. I don't look at them as to what they were and what they want to be and what they're doing. I only look at what they're expressing to me at this moment. At this moment, I look at them as to who they are in my heart, who I am, because with whatever eyes I see, that's what I see. If I have happy eyes, I see happiness. If I have sad eyes, I see sadness about me. If I have abundance in my consciousness, I see abundance about me. If I have lack in my consciousness, I see lack about me. You see, these are all the role models that make up my life. These are all the role models that make up who I am. Now, who are you? What sort of things are valuable, important, and wonderful to you? And, in reality, it does not matter to me one little bit about you. It only matters to me about me. What do I think about me? How do I like me? What are my values in my life about me? My goodness, my values in life about me. Yes. How interesting that is. Can I be a dynamic, beautiful, upstanding, outstanding, unhappy person? Yes, I can. Now, do I really care? That's the big issue. Do I really care? Now, if I really care, then I'm going to say, now, what sort of person do I like in this world? What sort of person have I experienced anywhere along the line that I think are nice people? The people that are really fun people and delightful people, loving people, harmonious people. Well, the thought that comes back to me is every time I see a person who is unconditionally loving, I think to myself, could there be anything more beautiful than that? Could there be anything more beautiful than an unconditionally loving person, an unconditionally loving act, an unconditionally loving experience? Oh my goodness sakes, that is it. That is it. To be unconditionally loving. Now, I know that's true. I know that's true, and I experience that as true, and that is true. But okay, what's next? How can I train myself to be unconditionally loving at all times? Well, that's tough, and it's easy. It's tough because I think at all times. It's easy because it is right now. How can I train myself to be unconditionally loving right now? How can I train myself to be unconditionally loving right this second, this very instant, this very moment in time that I'm living right now? Well, the way I train myself to be unconditionally loving is first to love myself. And, believe it or not, that may be the most difficult task I give myself to do, to love myself now. How can I be unconditionally loving of myself? Well, sometimes we take it by the negative and we say, whenever I am judgmental, I'm not unconditionally loving. Well, how could I ever be not judgmental? I look at the sky and I say, look at the sky, isn't it beautiful? Or it sure is beautiful. Now, that's not a judgment, believe it or not. That's not a judgment. I look at the sky and I say, oh, what a terrible sky, it's going to rain, and that's the judgment. Whenever I begin to put a cause on a thought, a cause that says it has a value, and the value is good or bad. Now, good judgment is a judgment too. Well, my goodness sakes, what are we going to do about that? Well, when we are unconditionally loving, we judge neither good nor bad. We just enjoy. We just delight. We just think everything is marvelous and wonderful and Fantastic. We don't have any judgments whatsoever. Now, can you look at another person and see them wearing some clothing that are a little unusual, and you say, hey, you look neat, you look interesting, you look fantastic, you know? Now, if we look at them, we say, hey, you look disgusting, or hey, what are you trying to do, put on a show, you're trying to outdo somebody? You see, now, judging is very subtle. It's very, very cruel and very demeaning. And it also is most demeaning to the person who's doing the judging. Because a little child doesn't judge another little child. A little child just plays with itself, and if somebody wants to play according to the way it plays, then that's fine. If someone wants to play not according to the way the little child plays, the little child doesn't even pay attention to them. They only pay attention to who they are and what they're doing. And if somebody in the world is interested in what they're doing and doing what they're doing, that's fine. If not, that's fine. Now, you say, we as adults can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. We definitely can do that, and we do that. We do that every time we look at ourselves. Do you like yourself? Are you happy with yourself? Do you think you're a nice person? Do you think you think good thoughts? Do you think you think harmonious thoughts? Do you think that you look out upon the world and finding it good and very good? Do you look out upon the world and find it fun and an enjoyment to be with? Do you want to sing every time you walk down the street and you look around at the people you meet and you say, wow, you're the kind of people that I would like to greet every moment of my life? Well, do it. Do it. And you look at everyone, and everyone, no matter what they're doing, and you smile, and you are harmonious because you're not judging. You don't care what anyone in the world is doing, that is, you know that as you are living a loving life, you project that loving life into the world, and that's the only world you know. Well, come on now, you can't live with your head in the sand. You can't pretend things are not there. No, you don't pretend things are not there. You visualize everything from your loving point of view. You visualize everything from your harmonious point of view. You visualize everything from the point of view that it is good and very good. You visualize it and you think to yourself, my goodness sakes, that is really something to do. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've had some visitors on our property, and they have been loving visitors, thoughtful, courteous, kind, joyful, just enjoying themselves so harmoniously. And they're called cows. Three cows have walked onto our property and found paradise here and have just been enjoying eating the grass and drinking the water and doing all the things. Well, now, we look at the cows and what they had done, they'd gone into my Shangri-La pond and I had some beautiful reeds growing in there. Tall reeds, maybe 6 feet tall, just lovely, grown over the years. Well, they'd gone in the pond a number of times to drink, and they drank, and I thought, just lovely. But yesterday they went in the pond and they ate every one of the reeds, right down to the nubbins. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness. And I thought, now, for a moment, I thought, that's terrible. Oh, my reeds, my reeds. And then as I walked around the path, the meditation path, after seeing my reeds having gone the way of good grass to the cows, I said to myself, okay, if I were to go to my garden, and I would have a marshy garden, you know, with water lilies in it and reeds in it, and then I would chop the reeds off. Every year I'd chop them off because I want to clear up this or do that. And what happens? The next year, they're right back there again. They've grown up from those lovely roots that they have into the soil. And the reeds have become even more beautiful, even more fresh and more wonderful. So, you see, the cows, in eating my reeds, haven't really stolen my reeds from me. momentarily perhaps, but the reeds will grow back, and they'll grow back even perhaps in a greater profusion, because they've been refreshed and they've been delighted. But hey, I look at everything from the beautiful point of view. Now, I tell my family here at the monastery, I tell the other monks in the monastery, I say, isn't that something? Isn't that terrible? The cows are eating this up and doing this and doing that. And I know for myself, I think that everything is good and beautiful and wonderful, and it doesn't bother me in the slightest. But I challenge them to see what sort of attitude they have. Whether they have the attitude that, oh, they'll grow up great and beautiful and clear and nice in the next season. How wonderful, you know? How wonderful. Oh, my goodness, the cows are causing us to look at things from a different point of view. Hey, that's cool. And yes, they're doing that. And as we look at life that way, as we look at life causing us to look at things from a different point of view, not negative, but unconditionally loving, then we look at those cows and we say, what unconditionally loving cows. What beautiful, wonderful cows. Now, every time the monks look at the cows, they say, aren't they beautiful? Aren't they lovely? Oh, they just know right where to go. They know they're in paradise. Well, now, the monks are saying, we like having those cows on our property. We want those cows to come visiting our property. We find that very desirable. Well, they've tried to have cowboys and Indians and everybody else come by to try to remove the cows, to take them back to their home, and the cows elude them. The cows get away from these city slickers who are living out in the mountain and don't know anything about running a cow ranch. And the cows just walk right by them and go off into the woods, and then they can't get to them. And after 5 hours, they give up. That's what they said. They spent 5 hours trying to catch them. And every time I walk around the path, the meditation path of the ranch, whenever I get someplace, I just sensitively feel, look over there. So I look over there, and there they are, grazing in a field. They're in a different place most of the time. One place here, one place there, enjoying themselves, delighting themselves. But now, I'm living in the now. Do I really care? Or do I unconditionally love those cows, just like I love the monks, just like I love the monastery here? Just like I love everyone in my world, unconditionally, non-judgmentally, loving them with all my heart and all my soul, and thinking how beautiful life is to bring these little adventures into my life that cause me to test my unconditional love, and with a lack of judgment, I can look at all things and say, wow, isn't that cool? Isn't that wonderful? But as with my choice for myself, I'm always being a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a goad to everybody who comes to the monastery to see whether they would like to practice unconditional love. And I give them the now experience of something and tell them that that is happening. And sometimes even indicating that it might not be a good happening. And then I watch as they respond to what I say. And as I watch and they respond to what I say, I think to myself, well, they're not living in the now, or they are living in the now. Because that's where I am living. I am living in the now. Now, what do I really care about? I really care about being me and having fun. I really care about living in my life and having a wonderful life indeed. Living in my world and having a wonderful world indeed. Living in the here and the now. Being myself and having fun. Now, the only person who objects to being themselves and having fun are the people who think that other people are wrong or that they're right. You see, whenever we are not unconditionally loving, we find it difficult to be ourselves and have fun. But when we're unconditionally loving, then we find that everyone is being themselves and having fun. Everyone is living their life according to their values of what it means to be themselves and have fun. Now, it's just a little thing. And we don't have to worry about what sort of genetic backgrounds we have come from. We don't have to go by the Darwinian theory and say we've come from the apes or say we've evolved out of one attitude or another. What are we today? What are we now? What am I at this moment? Am I a loving, unconditionally loving being? If I'm an unconditionally loving being, number one, the top, you can be sure I'm very high on the level of the evolutionary chain, if you want to call it that. I am very much into living my life in a vital, dynamic, wonderful way, and it makes no difference what my genes or chromosomes were. It makes no difference what my predecessors were. It makes no difference what the world is going through. It makes no difference what conflict is going here or there. All that matters is when I am unconditionally loving, as any person unconditionally loving in any century, at any time, in any place, find the same beautiful experience. Life is wonderful. Living in the now, life is wonderful. Living here where I am, life is wonderful. Having the people in my life who are in my life is wonderful. Having my son, or having my daughter, or having my wife, or having my husband, or having my father and my mother, having whoever is in my life, my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, my cousins, my friends, whoever they may be, all are beautiful. And I titillate and challenge the monks to see where they stand from moment to moment on being unconditionally loving. And by and large, they stand up pretty well. Oh, they get challenged for a moment on some things, but it soon fades away, and their natural attitude of innocent youth, unconditional love, shines forth, and life is beautiful. Life is wonderful. And the values that are my values are the value of unconditional love and of being myself and having fun. Doing that and living in the now, only in the now, I find that everything in my life is fun and lots of fun. Everything in my life is good and very good. And every person in the universe is a friend and a delightful friend, because I have created it that way with my unconditional love. This is something you can do, I can do, and that we do. And it's really quite magical, quite marvelous. Try it out and see how it works in your life. See how it works in your world. And watch as you experience this unconditional love, you'll find out what you really do care about. Do I really care? Yes, I do. I care to live as an unconditional lover. I care to live being myself and having fun. I care to live that everyone in my world, everyone in the universe, everyone in the allness, lives from the same principle, the same truth, the same reality. And as each live from this same principle, the same truth, same reality, so it is for them. Life is wonderful. And all because I'm living in the now. Join me in this wonderful adventure I have. And delight with me in the wonderful people that I meet and the wonderful circumstances that I greet, and know that with all my heart and all my soul and all my being, I love you. I love you. I love you.